player 2 has joined the game.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 333 of the Two-Player Co-op Podcast. As always, I'm your host here, Kevin, along with my brother from the 333, Sean.
How are we doing? Third of the way to episode 1,000.
We've only been doing this for 7.5 years.
We're in the bottom of the third inning.
We are. If this is what's Derek up, Bamford. It is Derek Bamford. And this podcast is brought to you by Derek Bamford. And if this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to this podcast, this is the Two-Player Co-op Podcast, where just about every week, two brothers get together to tell you everything you need to know about in the world of video games. If you like that, make sure you like the video, subscribe, share it with your friends, family, and everyone in betwixt. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/twoplayercoop, where we got a lot of different tiers, but the most popular is the $5 tier, where you get the podcast live one day early, you get a bonus episode every month, and you can watch us record the episode live on YouTube as we are doing right now with our friends. Some of our patrons deserve shout-outs, just like our patron saints, the aforementioned Derek Bamford and John Tingley, who has a bar named after him. As well as our affiliates, James Solar, make sure you check out James Games and more on YouTube, Sarah Solar, and Mom. As well as our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta, make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube as well. If you like cool t-shirts and the like, you can always go to teespring.com/stores/twoplayercoop. Sean.
Yes.
Happy Labor Day to everybody. We are recording this Labor Day night.
Labor night.
Labor night. Yeah, duh. Labor Day night. That was a dumb thing to say.
Labor night.
Yeah. We had a cookout at my house yesterday. Twas good, I would say. What do you think?
Twas. When are we doing a hot tub stream?
Oh, that would be funny. Episode 400 live from the hot tub. That would be amazing. I think we'd get banned on YouTube for that, but who knows. Yeah, so we did our cookout yesterday. It was a lot of fun. The reason we wanted to do our cookout yesterday is because today was our fantasy football draft.
Big day.
Very big day.
My title defense starts now.
Right now.
Right well, now.
Right about 7.5 hours ago.
Well,
yeah. But it was stressful. Leading up to it, I did like 12 fantasy drafts. I never do fantasy drafts. I mean mock drafts. And Sean and I both talked ourselves into... You broached this topic first, I think, right? Zero RB?
I think I talked about it last draft. But I'm like, I'm not doing that. But this year, it just kind of made sense. I don't know if it would... I mean, last year worked out for me, so I can't complain. But this year, it just felt like the perfect time to go zero RB.
Yeah.
And we're the only two that did, so it worked out. You know, if everybody's doing it, then there's no point.
Then you need to just go all RB.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we went zero RB. If you don't know what that means, it's basically you just don't...
Don't prioritize getting your stud running backs in the beginning. You can get... decent running backs because later. Get the good wide receivers while you can.
There
basically
ain't that many stud running backs. That's why. It's ridiculous. Like, my running backs that I ended up with right now, my three main ones are Isaiah Pacheco, Najee Harris, and what's his name? Javonte Williams. And also Jamal Williams, which I will screw up at some point this year.
Start them both.
Yep. And you're like, Kevin, that doesn't sound very good. Oh, yeah. Well, that's because my receivers are Jamar Chase, Davante Adams, and Calvin Ridley. And I paired Calvin Ridley with Sunshine at quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. I'm very happy. Usually out of the draft, by now I'm like, I freaking hate my team. I'm really happy with my team. Especially because I think Javonte Williams can end up being pretty... because he was pretty damn good before he got hurt. Sean Payton's going to want to run the ball. They've improved that offensive line a lot. I like my team a lot. What?
Just... check back in with us next week and see if Kevin still likes his team.
Oh, my God. Oh, such and such scored a touchdown.
I can't wait. I hate fantasy football, but I love it. I can't wait.
What does the Fox say was released 10 years ago? What the hell?
Holy crap.
Well, that's insane.
I would have thought like 5 or 6.
I did have a little bit of a bad omen. after the draft was over, because went out to get in my truck and it was like 95 degrees. It's hot again in Memphis. Go to start it. Click. Click. I'm like, well, okay. My truck was dead. Great. Turns out it was just the battery. I got it jumped. I didn't even get it jumped. It was so dead that we didn't just jump it. We had to hook it up and leave it there for like 5 or 10 minutes before I finally got it to start.
Did you have them check your battery?
No.
Or did you just say, give me a new battery?
Yeah. Okay. I explained what happened.
And they said, it's got to be the battery.
It's the battery, yeah. And I think it's the only battery I've ever had. And I'm almost at 35,000 miles now, so. But we were not stranded. Terry came to the rescue with the minivan.
There was no death.
There was no death. What? Oh, stranding.
All of my dad jokes usually. What?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, that means it's a good dad joke. But yeah, so that's that. But it was a lot of fun. This is usually the most fun part of the fantasy season, and then it goes.
It's all downhill from here. Newfoundland.
Also, stupid saying, because going downhill is easy. I know, I get what they're trying to say, but it's all downhill from here. Downhill, is, downhill, you're on a bike, all you do is coast. Now, if you're going all uphill from here, it's...
Yeah, because downhill could go either way. But nobody ever says uphill like it's a good thing. Downhill could be bad, downhill could be good. Uphill can be bad. But uphill never be good.
Downhill can't be bad. That's what I'm saying. I think it's used incorrectly.
Well, it's all... Well, yeah, I guess
it's all down the well from here or something like that. But going downhill is nothing but easy. Now, you could be going too fast and your brakes don't work, I guess. But, I mean, I don't know. That's getting too deep into it, but that's what she said. Dead car battery happened to my wife as well yesterday. There you go.
Mother Nature's undefeated.
She is, especially this summer. Next up, Sean.
Yeah.
Starfield is kind of out. You can play it now if you did the $35 extra or the deluxe edition or whatever. $35 extra if you've got Game Pass to play it a week early. I just shut my car trunk after leaving it open for an hour. It could have ended poorly for me tomorrow. Oh, yep. See, there you go. That's my thing, though. My lights weren't running or nothing. That's why I knew it was just dead. Starfield is out. It opened up at a 91 on PC on Metacritic and 88 on Xbox. It's now gone down to an 88 on PC and 87 on Xbox. Not bad.
Not, but I mean, that's a solid score.
Same score as Halo Infinite got, which is, when it came out, it was,
well, yeah,
it was not in great shape. Also about the same score as Horizon Forbidden West. That either got an 87 or an 88. Now, I think Forbidden West is a very good game. I'm sure Starfield is a very good game. Now, I will say, do you have any interest in playing it? With your non-existent Xbox?
I mean, if I had an Xbox, I would have Game Pass, and so I would play it. But I don't, so I won't. And I'm not really going to lose any sleep over it. I've only really played one game from that family. And that was Fallout 3, I think?
3, not New Vegas?
No, it was 3. And it was like... Not like way after the fact, but it was like the game of the year edition. Yeah. It was like, it had been out. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm just looking for stuff to play. I don't think I played it for more than like an hour or two. I'm just like, this is not for me. I'm not big on first person shooters, and it's like not even the role playing elements were enough to like pull me in. I'm just like, I don't know. And this seems like it's way, like orders of magnitude more involved and confusing. It's just, it's too much for me. I don't really have any interest in it. But
so I will say, I mean, I'm playing something else now that I'd probably much rather keep playing. So we'll see how that goes. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. I did notice that my kids have not been using my Series S anymore. They're always on their PS5 up here, and sometimes one's up here and one's on mine. They're both playing each other in Apex or on, you know, squads or playing together or whatever. But I did decide I'm going to give it a shot. Now,
yeah, might as well.
I think it's hilarious that I'm going to give it a shot.
But, like, you can't just give it a shot. You need to give it... you need to play for hours, I think, before...
This is one thing I was going to say. Thank you, John, in the chat. The Starfield character conversations look bad. This is... It's so... Every conversation you have, it just goes... Whoop. You just got a person sitting in the middle of the frame just going like... It's just something about it is so weird. It's just like
all I've seen over Twitter Bethesda. Is like weird, like. Like weird, I know if you're listening, you got to take my word for it. I was making a weird face, but like just a bunch of just like weird, like bulging eye, like just, and I know they're NPCs, who cares, but like, I don't know, what are we doing?
Yeah, and everything I've heard is that like, even people that really like the game are like, I've heard them say like the first 5 to 6 hours suck. So I'm like, I don't even know why I'm trying this, because I can't imagine I'm going to get through those 5 or 6 hours. It's like me with Red Dead 2. I don't care what's on the other side of this. I just can't get through it.
I've also seen like the loading times are,
there is no space exploration.
Awful.
Also.
Yeah. It's like go into a building, 10, 15 seconds of load, get into your ship. I don't really know how the game works, but like get into your ship, 10 or 15 seconds of load, take off, 10 or 15 seconds of load, fly to where you want to go,
a planet,
10 or 15. Yeah. Then it's just like, load screen after load screen after load screen. And say what you want about PS5 and the hard drive and all that stuff, but like when I see this, I'm like, oh, I get it. Thank you, Sony.
Well, they've got an SSD too. Xbox, they just they ain't using it right. Yeah.
Oh, well, all right.
But like, yeah, I don't know. And I heard it was Maddie was saying that there's no wow moment. Like, people have said, like, in Fallout 3, in all the Fallout games, really, when you get out of the bunker for the first time and you walk out and you see, like, America after a nuclear war, and it's just like, this is so friggin' cool. He said, there's nothing like this. And he is the biggest Xbox apologist and Bethesda apologist. And he's like, there's no wow moment. It's just, I don't know. I'm glad it's an 87. I think they really needed it to be better than that. But, yeah. I mean, it's on Game Pass, so who cares? It probably costs $700 million to make, and it's not going to make anywhere near that much money back, but whatever. So, yeah, I will probably try it out. I've already got it preloaded. So, yeah, stay tuned for my thoughts next week if I can get myself to play it. Sean, anything else before we get into what we've been playing?
I feel like this is 2 weeks. I mean, it is 2 weeks in a row now with some somber RIP stuff, but, like, Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday before the cookout, I was in my Jimmy Buffett summer, just Jimmy Buffett, and well, mostly Jimmy Buffett, but Margaritaville, 5 o'clock somewhere, the Zach Brown band, Knee Deep, and then I went off on like a Zach Brown band tangent and whatever. But like, what Jimmy Buffett, like, more than probably anybody else I can think of, what a life. Like, you put Jimmy Buffet. Two T's.
Oh.
Good old Jimmy Buffet.
Is Warren Buffett two T's also?
I don't know. I assume so.
I think he's one T. That's why I put one T for Jimmy.
But, like, I just imagine him...
not a care in the friggin' world.
Yeah, like...
not the richest person in the world, but obviously never has to worry about anything ever. Just chilling. He gets a cameo in Jurassic World, and he's like, I got to save my margaritas.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yep. And the Smash Mouth guy.
And then, yeah. That was just today, as we're recording.
56 years old.
Yeah. Crazy. Sad news. Yeah, I don't know. I think that was all I really had.
Have you played anything else other than the big new game?
I have not.
I have. So, I've only played it for about 3 hours or so. But I finally bit the bullet. I found it on Amazon for $19. Bought it. Installed it. Got the free PS5 upgrade. And started Cyberpunk 2077.
Wow.
So, I haven't played it a whole lot because of how much... I've been playing the other game that we're going to talk about, and I just got it like Friday afternoon, I think, and it was a big install, and then you had to do the PS5 upgrade and blah, blah, blah. What I will say, first off, it looks great. Night City is so friggin' cool. Just like, what's really cool early on, like right now, I don't even know what the whole overarching story is. I've just been like doing a couple jobs for this guy and then that guy and stuff, but it's like, and I've done a little bit of driving. But for the first, but before you actually get behind the wheel, even when you're in your car, your buddy takes the wheel and drives around. I think they do that on purpose so you can just like just look around outside. The city is so cool. It looks so good. I have not seen any real technical issues. I mean, the only thing I saw was one time after I was done killing this room full of bad guys, my buddy was like, all right, now we got to go over there. And he just started walking, but there was like a locker in the way and he walked through it and the locker went. So that was awesome. And another time I'm sitting here cause you know, you're first person and this lady's talking to me and then she's like, okay, let's go over here and I'll get you hooked up and I'll install, you know, new firmware or whatever in your body. And then she walks and I'm like, okay, so she's going to, I'm going to like get bumped out of the way. She walks. Vroom, I'm like, am I a ghost? She walked right through me. It was just weird. Those are the only two little things I've seen so far. It is, again, I'm only like 3 hours in, maybe three and a half. I like it. I like the weapon variety already that I've got. It is real. The voice acting is really well done. The character creator, I knew it was stupid, but oh my god, it is amazing and hilarious and stupid. And I'm playing as a dude. I gave him the biggest dong that you can, which is just hilarious. I'm like, oh, there it is. Okay,
slide it all the way over.
It's just small, normal, large. You can also give him a vajayjay, also, because it's 2077, and so you do that. And then you can do all the like the cybernetic stuff and all these different haircuts and everything, which is funny because it's first person, you know?
Yeah.
And I've been looting clothes off of people and
you
stuff.
You can't even play in third person? Like
for driving, you can, okay. Which is nice. And the other reason I'm not too like, I got to play it right now. I don't know when the update 2.0 is coming out, but Phantom Liberty is like September 26th or something, so like 3 weeks away. This new update's coming with all the fixes for police AI and all this other stuff, vehicle combat.
I don't know much about this game, but the way you're explaining it so far sounds like first-person GTA.
But role-playing, yeah. It's first-person GTA 5 in the future. With role playing, with skill trees and converse and like dialogue choices and stuff like this, and you got to get your street cred up. There's like there's like abilities you can do, but then there's perks and then there's also regular XP.
Okay.
And you can buy, in addition to that, as you get money, you can also go to these Ripper docks that you can go in and you can upgrade. Like I got like a new eye that'll show me. Down in the right-hand corner, I can always see the gun I have and how much ammo and how much is left and stuff like that. So that's like what my guy's actually seeing.
Yeah.
You can go into these VR kind of things. They call them brain dances. And you can like do investigative stuff, kind of like Batman Arkham stuff, where you can like, you experience something as somebody, but then you can go into edit mode where you pull out and you see a scene take place and you're looking for clues and it'll be like, yeah, there's a sound coming from over there. Like somebody shot this guy and then you put together all these clues and then you see, oh, it was the guy that actually told him to go in and rob the store. He came in through the back door, shot him in the head and that's why this guy died and whatever, blah, blah, blah. It seems really cool. The driving isn't great. It is super like nothing feels as good as GTA 5.
Yeah.
If GTA 6 doesn't feel as good as GTA 5, I'm going to be really sad. But it's not bad. It's just like if you hold your turn a little too long, I mean, it goes from like, and there's so many times where I'm like driving onto a bridge. And I'm like, okay. slowly making my way through Death Stranding. Just got the bike. There you go. Bike is awesome. But yeah, I really actually kind of dig it so far.
Derek, I was listening to...
Oh yeah,
Margaritaville Radio on the way over here too. My God, I'm ready for the beach.
Oh yeah.
I mean, in general.
We've only got
and then also
weeks.
Because I've been... in the Jimmy Buffett mood now. I'm just like, I can't wait to go to the beach and just do nothing. All right, so...
And we can go to Margaritaville when we're there.
So worth it? $20?
Easily worth it. It seems really cool so far. Also, there's... The combat's cool. I'm getting the hang of the combat. One thing that's cool, it's got a little bit of like Watch Dogs in it, and I know it's Cyberpunk, like this should have been obvious, but there's hacking and stuff, and what enemies can hack you. So what happens sometimes is like all of a sudden it'll be like warning, warning, and you'll see a bar going across the screen, and instead of seeing like, you know, like the circle thing in the middle, and then you turn, there's like a red thing, so you try to see where the guy is that's shooting you, it'll be yellow. And if you can kill that dude before the bar finishes loading, then it'll cancel the hack they're doing. Sometimes it'll like mess up your display. What they kept doing to me was this overheat one, and I couldn't get to the guy in time to kill him. And all of a sudden, I'm like, "Oh, it's not overheat. I'm on fire!" And you can see fire everywhere, and your life's going down. And I'm like jabbing myself in the heart. It seems really cool. Now I don't know that I'm not going for the platinum or anything like that. I don't know how much like side quests and stuff I'm going to do, or if I'm going to stick to the main story, which I've heard is only like 25, 30 hours. It's not horrible. But yeah, I really like it so far. And the only reason I haven't played it more is because I've been playing something else that just came out last week. That game is Sea of Stars. Sean, Mr. RPG, you've been waiting for this ever since it was announced.
Yep.
Sea of Stars, what do you think?
Honestly, it's probably my own fault. To me, it's maybe a little bit underwhelming. It seems like it's really trying to be Chrono Trigger, and it's not. Like, it's good, but I don't know. Like,
I feel like Seven-night cruise in 25 days. Hell yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like the world isn't as, like... And who knows? I'm still... I don't know how long... Do you know how long the game supposedly is?
Main story, I think I read, was 25 to 30 hours.
Oh, well, that's pretty
Completionist
long.
Is like 50, 45 to 50, I think.
I'm at like 9 hours.
I'm right around 9 hours, too. I'm on the ship.
Same.
Okay.
So, like, you can kind of see the world. Now, I think I know something that's going to happen to change the game, which could be cool.
Something like from the first game?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
But until that actually happens, I'm going to assume that it's not. The world seems a little underwhelming. It's like, first of all, the map isn't very big. And it's like, here's an island, there's an island, we had a couple islands, island. Like, I feel like I've already seen the majority of the map.
Can you zoom out to the whole world?
Or I've pretty much seen all the map. Once you get the boat, you can hit the touchpad to see like a...
You can, okay.
I mean, it's not very detailed, but it's like literally like a pirate's map looking thing. So I don't know. I think I know something that they're going to do which could change it. It's not a bad game by any means. I keep going back to it, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm hopefully going to get the platinum. It's good, not great. I mean, easily within my top 10. Probably still below like Blasphemous right now, but I don't know. I think I'm still somewhat early. I'm enjoying it, but like I was hoping for like a 9 or 10, and to me it's like a 7.5, maybe 8 right now. But there's, I mean, a lot of room to go. I may change my tone, but I definitely like it. But man, I had my hopes up real high for this game. The other thing I don't really know, which may play into what I was just saying, I don't really understand, like, why is this Sea of Stars? This seems like this game should be called Sea of Water. It's just water everywhere. When is there going to be like space? Why is it called Sea of Stars? There's
no
mention of it.
Well, it's because the magic. It's all the sun magic for the dude.
I mean, I guess
for
Zael,
and then moon magic for the Valair.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I definitely like it, but it's not blowing me away like I had hoped that it would. But I do like it. What are your thoughts?
So, I'm coming at this from a completely, obviously, different point of view. Never played Chrono Trigger, never played Final Fantasy VII for more than a half hour.
So, what I will say, it kind of seems like it's trying to do what Setsuna did.
Okay.
Even though I don't remember a whole lot about it, I think Setsuna is the better game. So far.
Really?
So far. Maybe, again, that could change, but I think Setsuna did what this is trying to do better. But we'll see.
Like Nintendo.
That's right.
I tried Final Fantasy VI for maybe a half hour, and then I screwed up my save and never went back on my Vita. I've never played Mario RPG. I've never played any of the Pokemans. I've never played anything. I've never played Dragon Quest. I've never played any turn-based games. I've tried the demos for Octopath and I think Octopath 2. And even when I tried the demo for this, I was like, I'm stupid.
I was not lost, but I'm like, I feel like I'm missing something when I was playing the demo. And this, having played from the beginning, not where they put you in the demo, everything made a lot more sense.
John Tingley's already 20 hours in. He's enjoying it.
Holy crap.
So I'm about 9 hours in as well. And what I will say, because Sean was asking me at pizza night Friday, he was like, what do you think? And I was like, he's like, are you going to start playing RPGs? Blah, blah. I said, I'll save it for the podcast. My thoughts so far. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I freaking love this game.
Yeah.
It has finally clicked. This is the first time, and maybe it's because of the way the combat is done in this. This is the first time that I felt like I get it.
Yeah.
Now, I will say I did turn on the amulet that gives you your health back after every encounter.
That definitely changes it quite a bit. Yeah. Because all you're trying to do now is just survive every individual battle.
Right.
As opposed to, like, when I know I've got a battle won, if somebody hits me with a strong attack right before the end, I'm like, I don't care. You're dead. Yeah. And I get all my health back. So, yeah, that definitely changes it.
I like how the combat in this... I like how you can do the extra hit if you time it right.
That is...
That's
I'm not
Mario 64, it's, right?
It's...
or is that
Mario RPG.
Or Mario... That's what I meant.
But, yeah.
Mario 64.
Pretty much all of the... I think every Mario RPG game, Paper Mario, Mario & Luigi, all that, I think they've all had that. But, yeah, that's...
You can get an extra hit. Okay.
Yeah. And you can block to,
you
like,
can
reduce
block.
The damage. Yeah.
Now, the only thing I've had trouble with the blocks... But, for some reason, Valair's moon boomerang thing, you see there's a trophy for doing it 25 times.
Yeah, I got it.
You did?
Mm.
I have times where I can
get like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and I'm just like tap, 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 and one time it finally popped. I'm like, oh, thank God. But
there's sometimes where I just go 1. I'm like, you idiot, why are you so bad at this?
It's
once you
reason,
get it going,
it's almost hard to hit it too early.
Early.
If you screw it up, you're hitting it too late.
I'm hitting it too late.
Yeah.
But I like how you can do the block as well. That's what I was going to say. The thing that's difficult for me is when you come to a new enemy, if you don't
learn in the timing,
you're just trying to figure out, like, if they come up to you, it's like, okay, they're moving, and then bam! I'm like,
yeah.
Well, what the hell? You were moving this arm and then you hit me with a jab. sorry, I hit the microphone, by the way. The bulbul enemies are funny. Those things are like the zombies that are like on the ground. And like sometimes
Golgol, bulbul.
And then they're just like, F this.
That's their
And then sometimes they go over and they're like, hmm. And they go over to their friend and punch him in the face for like 25 damage. Then those little Pokemon looking things that do the heal every time I'm like, whenever they show up. And you can tell when they're going to heal. Because as it's doing the count, I like the countdown thing on them as well. But if their antlers are lit up while they've got the countdown, you're like, I better kill this dude because he's going to heal everybody. I like the countdown thing. I like the whole lock break mechanic. But it seems like there's so many times where I'm like, of course, now the lock thing shows up. And I
just used
a skill and now I'm screwed. Yeah. I can't... But it's not that big a deal because I'm getting my health back. As long as I can get through the fight, I'm going to be okay.
Or it'll be like, it'll pop up with like 2. And then it's like, you got to do
a sword
a
and
poison.
A moon. Yeah.
Yeah. A sword, a hammer, a poison, a sun, and a moon.
And like, you've got
I don't think
moves.
I can do all that in 2 moves.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The game's also beautiful. I love the pixel art in this.
Yeah.
I like how some of the areas are reminding me of the Messenger. Like, the beach reminds me of the DLC for the Messenger. The reddish kind of forest area reminds me of like the second part of the first level where you go down and you fight the first boss and everything.
Yeah.
Mushroom quills, something, whatever. It reminds me of that.
Well, I had forgotten. I don't know if it's going to come into play at all. They're actually saying it's in the same universe.
They're saying it's a prequel. That's why the dragon's there.
Oh, I didn't even put that together.
Yeah,
okay.
It's an actual prequel to The Messenger, which I don't...
Wow.
And the completionist was saying in his video, as you go on, there's more and more stuff that they connect the two games. I'm like, that's awesome. And he says there's something, he didn't want to spoil it in his video because he said it's so freaking cool if you like the messenger, that when you 100% the game, there is something that happens. You got to get these four flimsy hammers is what they're called. And then they unlock something in the game. And it's, he said, I will not spoil it. There's no way. I want you to see this for yourselves. I'm not even going to hint at what it is.
Okay.
Game's beautiful. The music, not only does it clearly sound like it's from obviously the devs of The Messenger, there's also sometimes where it's more of like the like laid back music and stuff. I'm hearing Crusader Ascenti vibes in it for some reason. But yeah, when I finally beat the first boss, I was like, okay, I think I'm starting to get it. Because I told Sean, like before I even played it, I was like, yeah, I'm nervous. I was like, I just need to be okay with getting hit. And you're like, yeah. And now that I'm finally getting used to the way the combat flows and everything, I'm like, you stupid idiot. Yeah, you're going to get hit. You can't not get hit.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I really like it. The writing, like we were texting a little bit about the writing. Yeah. I like how when the identity of a certain character in this is revealed, they're like,
yeah, we knew.
And I was like, yeah, I knew too. Like that was obvious because you did the coin and yeah, it was obvious. I knew it from the very, before I even did the coin thing, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's.
Yeah.
And I was right. Then they're like, here's our boat. And then it's just like, well, no, not that one. This raft right here. Looks like Link just put it together with Ultra Hand. It's not as funny as The Messenger, but it's not trying
to be. It's well written, yeah, but it's not. It's a little bit more of a serious tone.
Block Window is short, yeah.
Yeah, very short.
What else?
So one thing I like, even though it's small, this is, let me think.
Sparta.
I'm pretty sure this is the most fun. It's a low bar. The most fun version of fishing from any video game.
It's first, so I hated
easy
it.
To cat. Yeah, I thought you had to tap. I'm like, oh, I can just hold it.
But it's not even just holding
you
it.
You
had
to keep it in the.
When I finally figured that out, I was like, okay, this is kind of easy. Because I was just like, if he goes this way, I pull it this way. And then it's like, red rip. I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to get this stupid fish in here?
Yeah, so I don't mind the fishing. It's not like I look forward to it. But I'm like, it's not bad at all. The relics, I kind of appreciate, but it almost seems like there were some that I bought where I'm like, there's already the things you can turn on, like the
on-off things. Okay.
It seems like there should either be points, like you've got 10 and it costs 5 to turn this one on and 3.
Exactly. You shouldn't just be able to turn everything on.
Like there's some that I bought. I'm like, I don't want to turn that on. That just seems like it's like automatic double hits. Yeah. Automatic blocks.
I'm like, I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I'm like that's, I don't know. So it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm sure people will complain. Why is there no easy mode? Whatever. So they put it in.
There is an easy mode. Yeah.
So I get it. You don't have to use it, whatever, but yeah.
The puzzle solving stuff is fun. Never too complicated. Like you unlock the thing where you can blow, then you unlock the other item, which is friggin' awesome. You can knock out the fish if they jump and you hit X at the peak of the jump.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's friggin' cool.
Okay.
I like the, I don't know what I was saying.
Not that, I don't think it matters from what the game said. Are you Zale or?
I'm Zale, but you can change the order.
Yeah, I'm the girl. Okay. But yeah, okay, so it doesn't.
No, because it doesn't really matter because you just.
Yeah, they each have their own speaking part. Yeah, I guess it doesn't really affect anything.
And then the thing it took me for a while. Why sometimes in some fights, maybe it's just boss fights where it's like this. Sometimes if it's me. If it's Zale, Valir, and Carl. If I attack with Zale, then I attack with Valir. Sometimes I can be like, okay, now it's Zale's turn again, and just go Zale, Valir, and just leave Garland over here. Just doing nothing over here. But then there's sometimes I go Zale, attack, Valir, attack, and I can't move off of Carl.
I think it's probably just the order, and you're just not. Because you'd think it would go Zale, what's her name?
Valir,
Garl, enemy. Zale, Valir, Garl, enemy. But it's like sometimes it'll be like Zale, Valir, enemy, And now it's Garl.
Based on when they're...
But now that Garl... It's Garl's turn.
Now the
you already used those turns.
Or something.
So you can't switch back to them until he does his turn.
Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah, because sometimes you can switch between them and sometimes you can't. I think it's like if you're at the tail end of that round, you're like, no, you can't go back to them yet. Garl needs a turn. Carl. And then... Garl.
Garland. And going back to the pixel art and stuff in this, again, beautiful. The bosses in this are so cool. These people are so friggin' talented. I don't know what they're going to do next. I'm going to play it no matter what it is, but because I love this game. Also, I like the level. When you level up, I don't know if it's like this in other RPGs because I don't play them. Like when you level up, it's like, okay, you go from level 5 to 6. Cool. But then also it's like...
You pick like your bonus.
You can pick 4. You get
that's
a
also
random 4.
Mario RPG. They
okay,
do
so you can like do your HP or magic defense, magic attack, physical attack, and it changes every time and it changes for each character. I like that.
I like that you just have... Like it keeps it pretty simple. Like one experience bar. When somebody levels up, everybody levels up. You're not... They don't all have their own individual. So yeah, that's nice. Keeps things simple.
I agree. Did you play the Wheels game at all? I did once.
I did one, and I won. I didn't really know what I was doing. I thought I was like playing poker, so I'm just trying to match as many things as possible, and then I realized that didn't really seem to match. There's like one thing, if you have these, it like rebuilds your wall. If you have these, it
does
magic.
The hammer
does
the wall, the green is magic, and then the red is... The sword, I think.
Yeah.
Or the orange, whatever color it is.
So, I don't know. I'm
sea
guessing...
Sea of Stars is getting DLC, according to the game's director. Awesome.
Oh, nice. I'm guessing there's a trophy for doing that, and I'm already kind of dreading it. It doesn't sound that difficult, but I'm just like, I don't really want to do it.
Yeah, all I did one casual game. I didn't do a competitive or whatever they call it.
I wish... Nitpicking. I wish on the overworld, the boat... is fine, but when you're walking,
you are so slow.
I wish you could walk a little bit faster.
Yeah,
it's so slow.
Yeah, it is crazy how slow you walk. And I'm like, maybe if I do the analog instead of the D-pad, nope, doesn't do anything. Sometimes with games like this, when it's this isometric kind of view, I had this issue in Tunic, I think, and I think I had it the little bit that I played Death's Door. Sometimes it's hard to tell, like. What's
depth.
Above you? Yeah. This, I think it does it pretty well.
Yeah, I haven't really had any difficulty getting around. There's been a couple times where I'm like, I can't go anywhere. I'm like, oh, that's a thing I can walk under. That's not in my path, but yeah, not too bad.
So, going back to what you asked me the other day, is this going to get me into other RPGs?
This is definitely a good intro.
Yeah.
Like, if you like this... I think you will love Mario RPG.
Yeah.
It controls similarly. It's got similar leveling up. It's all the isometric. It's witty. It's like funny writing and stuff. So if you like this, you will 100% like Mario RPG. I think you'll like it more, but maybe. We'll see.
So what worries me when it comes to other RPGs, because I think one of the reasons I like this so much is... I love this dev, I know that, but the way the battle system is, the way you can block attack, like all the stuff you were just saying about Mario RPG, I'm like, oh yeah, I am definitely getting that day one now on Switch. I'm getting it day one, I can't wait to play it. But like, if I go play Chrono Trigger and I can't do like double hits to get the thing that I can do a boost and like make my attack hard, like I just wonder, and if I can't turn on, I get my health back after every encounter. You know what I mean? That's what I worry about outside of like Mario RPG. If I wanted to go play Chrono Trigger, am I just going to be completely out of my element?
I don't think so. I think you would just have to take your time and focus a little more. So, like, even I'm playing this on easy mode, and I'm like, if I turn it off now, I'm going to be so screwed.
Yeah.
But by doing it that way, I pretty much never...
I've died a few times.
I don't think I've died yet. I have not cooked a single time, other than when they told me to, like, as part of a tutorial or something. But, like, I've got all these ingredients. I don't know.
I've used some stuff. I've cooked a few
times. Yeah, so I think if you played without that, or if you played a different game that didn't have that, you would have to focus on that kind of stuff more. But I think you would figure it out.
Yeah. John says in the chat, this would have been the perfect time to drop the Chrono Trigger remaster. Is there a way for me to easily play that, or do I just have to get out my Pi? Like, was it on the SNES Classic? I don't think it was.
I don't think so.
And I know you, so obviously you can't buy it
probably
on Switch.
Probably just Pi?
Or Steam, I guess, but I don't want to mess with Steam. I'm pretty sure I probably have it on my Pi. And at least on the Pi, I know I've got save states and stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah, that would also be a help. I'm guessing that's probably the easiest place to play it.
But yeah, and I like the story too, where it's going. Sean and I were texting about something that happens about 8 hours in, where I was like, I didn't see that coming. Yeah. I thought it was something else was going to happen. It didn't. That boss fight was so cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but so yeah, I'm 9 hours in. Maybe I'll have it beaten by next week. I'm not sure. But I love Sea of Stars. I love it more than you do, I think, for sure. But that's also because this is the first time I've been like, I get it. Should be on Android, so it should be available on the Apple Store. Yeah, if I could play it on this, that'd be fine, because yeah, I can hook up my controller. So it might not be Apple Arcade. I might have to buy it. But I'm pretty sure there's a mobile version.
But I think that is a game you would want to be able to do save states. Yeah. It's not like Bloodborne, but it's difficult, especially compared to Sea of Stars.
Chrono Trigger. Yeah, $10. Okay. I may have to do that. What else? Oh, yeah. And then this is awesome. So avoid that version. Okay, never mind. I'm just going to play on my Pi then. If I ever do it, I'm going to play on my Pi. Or then just do the remastered. Wasn't that the NVIDIA leak? Or was that just Final Fantasy Tactics remastered? I can't remember if Chrono was in there or not.
I don't think it was.
Within the first day of Sea of Stars being on sale. And remind you? Is that a phrase? What am I trying to say?
Mind you.
Mind you, this game is on Xbox Game Pass. This game is on PlayStation Plus Extra. Despite that, on release day, after the first day it came out, 100,000 copies sold. This game is $35. That's 3.5 million. Gross. Now Nintendo gets their cut, Sony gets their cut, whatever. Yeah. But even if you take 70% of that, that's what? 2.3 million or something? Plus whatever money they got from Game Pass and from PlayStation Extra, PS Plus Extra. They're killing it.
Yeah.
I am so happy. I do hope we get a Messenger 2. I don't even know what it would be, because now
I like that they're continuing the world.
Yeah.
Like,
it's going to be something in that world. I hope it's not like a 64-bit weird. Now, if they did like a 32-bit Messenger that looked like it was in the style of Symphony of the Night, holy shit, that would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
But yeah, I'm so happy for Sabotage, the devs of this game. I can easily say it's the best Japanese role-playing game I've ever played. It's only one I played for more than 3 hours. I mean, 3 minutes. 30 minutes. Anything else on it, Sean?
Remind you.
Are you going to see? You're going to see it through, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. That's it for what we've been playing. So, Sean, would you like to go ahead and get to the news of the week?
Let's do it.
Couple items on the news list this week, Sean. The first is the Mario Wonder Direct, which took place last week. And oh boy, did you ever go back and watch it?
I did.
Okay, good. I was like, well, if you didn't, I'm about to spoil all this for you. So, here we go. This was a 20-minute direct, and I have got a lot of notes. So let's go through it right now. They told us that the game does not take place in the Mushroom Kingdom. It takes place in the Flower Kingdom, which is outside of said Mushroom Kingdom. Bowser comes to the world to try to get the Wonder Flower, and he does. And he then merges with the Flower Castle and turns into his own airship. I'm like, yeah, let's go. This is awesome. We see the world map. They said there are 6 worlds, 7 areas. I'm surprised there's not 8, but I'm like, whatever. Maybe, but it looks like there's a lot of levels.
There might be like a
there's bonus level. Special world. There might something. Be Sea of Star. Star Road is what I meant to say, not Sea of Star Road. The worlds that they revealed so far are Pipe Rock Plateau, Fluff Puff Peaks, Shining Falls, Petal Isles, and then they didn't reveal the names. But there's a desert world, a forest world, a lava world, and more worlds also. So maybe there is more than 6, but I don't know. The overworld map is an open area, so you can walk around. There's other levels that you can try out. You can replay levels as well. You can play against your ghost, which I think is cool. Like, you can do a speed run against yourself. There's the talking flowers, like we saw in the first trailer. They will give you hints. They are also funny, and they can give you coins and stuff. Now, I read today in Eurogamer that you can either shut them up so they don't talk, but you're still going to see the words on the screen. Or you can have them speak out loud, but not see the words on the screen. But you can't turn it all off. So if you're just like, I don't want any hints, I don't want anything, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to have one or the other.
Whatever. That's weird, but yeah.
Playable characters include Mario, of course, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, the two Toads, Toadette, Yoshad, I don't know what that meant, Yoshi's, that's probably what I was trying to say there, and Nah, it don't take damage, but still die, Nabbit doesn't take damage. Yoshi's and Nabbit, Yoshad and Nah It. So Yoshi's and Nabbit both don't take damage, but if you fall in the pit, you will still die. I was typing really fast because there was like, I had to keep like pausing and be like, hold up. This is so cool, but I got to take notes. They showed a lot of new enemies include Hoppy Cats, which will copy the player. Melon Piranhas, which spit seeds at you. Condarts are these bird things that fly through the air and then their beaks stick in the wall and you can jump on them and stuff. There are Conks, which are like thwomps. But they go, if you're like swimming in this like gel thing, they will get rid of the gel. So there's that thing. Mumsies, you can grab them and unravel them. There are Mawmaws, which have big mouths and will eat anything, and lots more. New power-ups. So the elephant. We saw it in the first trailer. Everybody was like, what the hell? Mario can be an elephant? This is freaking awesome. You can swing the trunk and destroy blocks, and you can dash across big gaps. Or you can store water in the trunk to grow things. I don't think I meant to say big gaps. You can dash across gaps. What's up, James? There's the bubble power-up, which will let you blow bubbles to kill enemies with a homing ability, and then you can jump off them as off the bubbles as well. There's the drill hat, which lets you kill spikies and rock enemies. You can also burrow. You can Joe Burrow underground or through the ceiling. Firepower is back. There's an item balloon which can be swapped. So up in the top left corner, you can see there's an item balloon, kind of like Super Mario World. But I think now you click and hold A, and it just swaps them, so you don't lose it or anything. That's good. And then they talked about the Wonder Flower, which is the big draw of this whole thing. Not sure if I'll be here long, still visiting my parents in Bolivar. Okay. The Wonder Flower triggers a wonder effect, which changes the world like... You can have pipes start moving and crawling like a caterpillar, like a cattywampus. There can be an enemy stampede. The terrain can change. All of a sudden, the whole thing goes, and you're like, oh, no. You can all of a sudden go into free fall. There can be bubbles everywhere. You can change your perspective.
That was awesome.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Float through space, or you can even transform into enemies. Your goal, once you hit the Wonder Flower, is to get a Wonder Seed, which will make the level go back to normal. There's also a time limit, I think they said, right? Where if you don't get to it, it still goes back to normal.
At least on some of them?
Yeah.
Or maybe all of them, I don't know.
You also get Wonder Seeds for beaten levels. This is what's going to unlock other levels that you can do. And it's going
to... So when we do Mario Mondays, we got to make sure to collect...
To actually collect these things, so we're not like, all right.
To 90% of the way through the game, and then, well, all right.
Also, you should check the Discord for the ribs I made today and give a live review. Well, I can't taste them, so I don't know what kind of review
James
I can
was
do.
Posting on Discord, was it last night or two nights ago, showing off this brisket that he made, and I'm like, I don't know. 10,
no, we did our fantasy draft at lunchtime, James.
9:30, 10:30 at night. I don't know what time it was, but it was very late, and all of a sudden I was starving. I'm like, I want to eat barbecue right now. And there was no quenching that.
Thirst. Hunger.
Hunger. Can you quench hunger?
Those do look pretty damn good, James. I would like to eat them.
I would like to eat them. Oh, I like a good rib.
Yep. Nice smoke ring. Looks juicy. I approve, James. I would like to eat them. You can unlock badges that can be equipped, which are special abilities like the parachute cap. You can do a wall climb jump. You can do a dolphin kick to go faster underwater and to break blocks underwater. You can do a crouching high jump, grappling vine which is basically a grappling hook.
That's crazy.
Hook. Yeah.
That seems so out of place, but I dig it.
Safety bounce, which lets you survive falling into lava one time, which is cool. There's sensor alerts, which show you when you're near a secret or something. The elephant was like, there's a coin magnet. There's invisibility. There's jet run, which lets you run in the air. You can equip one per level. I wonder if these are like, we're going to use these when we play through this, or if this is more for like non-pros like us.
Well, yeah, and like, I feel like during the video it made it seem like you need the hat thing or you need this or you need that to get to like some of the secrets. Like you can only get on top of this ledge if you have the hat. And maybe it's just extra coin. Like I wonder if any of the actual collectibles are up there that you need to equip the right thing in a level to be able to get it or something. Or yeah, if it's just meant to be for people who are not good at video games.
Right. There's also badge challenge levels, and you can purchase other badges with the purple coins. Local co-op up to 4 players. If you die, you're a ghost, and you can be saved by another player. If someone else chooses Yoshi, you can ride that player. If 2 of you are Yoshi, Yoshi can ride Yoshi. Even the elephant Mario can ride Yoshi, and Yoshi's like, my back. There's also online play where you can see others playing the same level at the same time as you are. It kind of reminds me of like Journey, how you're going through the level. So you can see people there. You can also send greetings and share items to those players. I think that's cool. You can do these standees, which can revive ghosts in other games.
It's also kind of like Death Stranding.
True. Hey, I'm Sam. That's what he does if you hit the trackpad.
Isn't everybody Sam? Me
that's,
too.
I know, but you can't. That's what it actually. It does happen sometimes where somebody will say, "Me too." There's heart points which show you how much you've helped other people online. You can also create online rooms with your friends and enter courses together or start races together. Now that you've seen it and we've run through all this stuff, what do you think?
I love it. My only complaint, I guess. I don't like that Yoshi isn't a typical Yoshi. I don't like that he's like a cheat code, and the only way to ride a Yoshi is if somebody
that
else...
That we know of.
I mean, it's possible, yeah. But the way that video made it sound like is you can either be Yoshi, but it's like cheat code central. And that's... Or you're playing with somebody who's using a Yoshi, and then you can ride on the Yoshi. But that's the only way you can be Yoshi and be able to, like, and like eat things. And like, I don't like that. I wish Yoshi was just a power-up that you could find. But other than that, I love it. This game is bonkers, and I can't wait.
This seems like what I told Sean is this seems like Nintendo is just like... Every idea they've ever thought of for a Mario game that didn't make it into a game, they're like, put them all in one game.
Yeah.
This is going to be one of the swan songs for the Switch. Let's go. First new 2D Mario game in a decade. Let's freaking go all out. I am so excited. The only thing I don't like about this is the name. I just don't like the name. Super Mario Brothers Wonder. It just doesn't flow. I don't like it.
I don't like the brothers. Just Super Mario Wonder.
But remember, I think
it's
I
was not Super Mario Brothers World. It's just Super Mario World. This should be Super Mario Wonder.
I think it is Super Mario Brothers World.
It's not.
Is it not?
If it is, I'm not saying I'm staking my life on it, but if that's
well,
what it
now
is,
remember
then
what
I'm
going
to be very
you
upset.
One time.
Because that is stupid. And I refuse to call it. I refuse to call the Super Mario Brothers Wonder. It's just Super Mario Wonder.
No, it is Super Mario World. Okay, I was going to say. I had to look at the box. But like after Mario 64 came out, every game that's come out, like... Super Mario
All the
brothers.
2Ds have brothers.
Exactly. Yeah. And Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Odyssey. Those are the 3D ones.
Yeah.
Super Mario 3D World. I am so excited
and,
for this.
But it's not Super Mario Brothers Maker. It's just Super Mario Maker.
Yeah.
Not a, it should just be Super Mario Wonder.
Yeah. I don't like the brothers being in there. I'm not racist. I think this is right now my most anticipated game the rest of this year, more than Spider-Man.
This is the game, and I know you're gonna whatever. This is the kind of game that makes me wish that either A Nintendo had achievements that I care about, this game was on PlayStation.
Right.
Because I would platinum the crap out of this game. Yeah. Like, it just, like, I want to get everything. I want to see all the, I'm sure there's like super or whatever, special worlds and stuff. Like, I cannot wait for this game. And I'm going to be hard pressed to not, I will do my best to just, I don't want to get ahead. Like, I'm looking forward to Mario Mondays. And I'm going to try to keep my own personal play behind what we're doing, just so, yeah.
So what I think we should do is the day it comes out, that afternoon or something, if you can work from home or get out early or something, we should play through World 1 so it's ready to go up on Monday. That way, after dinner and stuff, then we can jump in, because Spider-Man's the same day.
Oh, God, that's right.
But yeah, I don't want to get ahead of us in Mario either. And then maybe after we record, we can do another world or two, and then we can get back in that cadence and...
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait to play through this. I am so excited for this freaking game. This could end up my game of the year. This could end up better than Tears of the Kingdom. I don't even care. Like, I am so, so excited for this. I cannot wait. Anything else on Mario Wonder, Sean? Mario Brothers Wonder?
I also heard there's a Mario OLED Switch.
That there is a SWOLED, as Wario calls it, that was announced as well. Coming out October 6th, I think. Don't buy a Switch OLED. We're less than a year away from the Switch 2, Switch HD, Switch U, whatever they're going to call it. The Nintendo, like whatever they're going to call it. It's less than a year away, I would guess. Or no, not less. It's September. Like I thought it was my turn to pick. I was like, Terry, it's telling me I'm not the commissioner.
Why won't it let me draft?
I'm like, yeah, it is. You're like, it's not your turn. Yeah, I'm highlighted in green. And then I look over and it says, you are up in 7 spots.
I was gonna say, it wasn't even like you were next.
I just lost my mind of like where. I just... Oh, God. So that was the happy news for the week. Now for the less than happy news. PlayStation is on that bullshit. This comes from VGC. Sony has announced plans to increase its 12-month PlayStation Plus subscription prices by as much as 35%. Actually, I think it's 40%, but whatever. From September 6th, the price of 12-month subscriptions for the services Essential, Extra, and Premium plans will rise by at least 33% each tier in the U.S., by at least 20% in Europe, and by at least 19% in the U.K. We got screwed.
Yeah, what the...
The 12-month subscription will remain at a discounted rate when compared to purchasing the 1-month or 3-month subscriptions over a 12-month period, they said. I don't know if they've said... Have they said the prices for the monthly thing? I don't do the monthly thing anyway, so I don't... It doesn't matter to me, but obviously it matters to a lot of people. For current 12-month subscribers, the price increase will not take effect until their next renewal date that occurs on or after November 6th. However, any membership changes made on or after September 6th, such as upgrades, downgrades, or buying additional time, will update their plan to reflect the new prices. So, if you want to stack these, you have to... James, we talked about the fantasy draft at the beginning, but it went very well. I'm very happy with my team. I think Sean is too.
Yeah.
If you want to buy these and stack them, you need to do it now. Like, if you just want to buy a couple years of PS Plus Essential, cool. Do it now. According to Sony Interactive Entertainment Director of Content Acquisitions and Operations, Adam Mitchell, the price increases, quote, will enable us to continue bringing high-quality games and value-added benefits to your PlayStation Plus subscription service, end quote. However, there was no word of any additional value it would be offering to subscribers. I love VGC throwing that in there. Microsoft increased Xbox Game Pass prices back in July. The monthly price, blah, blah, blah. PC Game Pass pricing did not change, remaining at 10 bucks a month. I can't talk. Okay, so this is how it breaks down for us in the U.S. PS Plus Essential, which has been $60 since I got a PS4 10 years ago, was always 60 bucks. It's now going up to 80. This tells me that what I think they really wish they would have done for game prices is go from, instead of 60 to 70, 60 to 80. Maybe yeah. I'm drawing too much of a line there, but that's what I think. PS Plus Extra, which I'm pretty sure I will now be dropping because this is insane, goes from $99 up to $139. PS Plus Premium, which, yes, they've been adding some games to, but there's a whole bunch of good games that are not there, is going from $119 to $159. So, actually, the biggest increase is the extra tier, percentage-wise.
Yeah, 40%.
Yeah. What do you think? I think this is complete bullshit, and the reason I think this is bullshit is because, yeah, you get free games every month. B, big friggin' deal. You can play online. That's really important to me. You can play online for free with Fortnite, Apex, all these free-to-play games. You can play them online for free anyways. The main thing I like having it is the peace of mind that I have my cloud saves with PS Plus Essential. That's kind of bullshit that I got to pay $60 or now $80 a year just to know my saves are backed up in case my PlayStation dies.
But, I mean, I agree. Devil's advocate. That being said,
there you go.
It's been $60 for a long time. Everything inflation else in is the world. MF-er.
You're right. And yeah. I know that's it. I know it's inflation. Yeah. But man, it's
everything else is getting more expensive. I feel like this was kind of overdue. I don't like it. I'm probably going down to Essential now because I just don't really need the other stuff. And I'm also kind of okay with it if they back it up. If you want us to pay more, give us more. If the quality of the monthly games or the quality of just the library of games that they're making available does not change, then
start giving us
bullplop.
People that shelled out $600 for the stupid PSVR2, start giving us a PSVR2 game for free.
Yeah.
Start doing something. Give us PS3 games for premium that you can actually download and play and not have to stream.
Yes.
What the frick? Like, especially coming off this month, which we'll talk about here at the end, which is a horrible month, with Colin literally said one of these games is the worst game he's ever played in his entire life for the free games this month.
Wow.
That it's that bad. Like, this is when you announced this? Like, were they just waiting for Xbox to be like, yeah, we're not going to give free games away anyways because we've got Game Pass, you know? Like, I don't know, but it pisses me off. It's not even the inflation. This is what pisses me off, I guess. It's not the inflation piece. I get that. It's the fact that you cloud saves are backed behind an $80 paywall.
That is stupid.
That's what sucks. They could have announced the price raise in a better month. Exactly. I know, James, you're a little bit behind. We just saw that here. Yes. You could have done this when it was a really good month for Essential. Be like, hey, by the way, we're raising prices. Sorry about that, but here's some really good games.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It is what it is. I'm definitely not going to keep extra. I need to remember to not keep extra. In February.
Yeah, I don't even know when mine.
I got to figure out how I can just turn off auto pay or something, but I need to go to Essential. That's it for the news this week. Sean, let us get into the wrap-up. Final Fantasy 16. After they said, leading up to the game, there was no DLC coming. It's not happening. Then after the game comes out, they're like, we think our fans, we hear you. You're hungry for more. We might think about doing it. Now, Final Fantasy 16 is officially getting two pieces of paid DLC. The thing that worries me about, first, this is awesome. Second off, though, I never buy or play through.
Sorry, mucus coming out of my nose.
I never buy or play all the way through DLCs. By the time this comes out, they're saying they're now in development. Either they were bullshitting the whole time and they had it in the works, or if this is in development now, it's kind of like when Elden Ring's DLC finally comes out, 2 years after it comes out. Like, am I going to go back and am I going to play it? I don't know.
I like it, but yeah, by the time this actually happens, I may just kind of be over it. If it's something that looks fun, I could see getting it. If it's just more story and, you know, it is like a year plus out, maybe I just go on Wikipedia and figure out, hey, what happened to Leviathan? Or what happened, you know, like, I'll just read what happens. But
what was Cid doing before he showed up? Like, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do Jill because of how she, when you meet her in the game, you know, I don't think that's going to be anything good. Also, PC version is officially coming. I think they have to do this. I think we assumed it was going to happen. It's good it's coming. There will be news on the PC version and the DLCs by the end of the year. There's also a free update available now with alternate costumes. You can transmog Clive's sword. So if you like the stats of Ragnarok or Ultima or whatever, but you want it to look like the first sword in the game for some reason, you can do that. Also, the onion sword. What the hell is the onion sword? Has this been in Final Fantasies before? This thing is funny looking.
I don't know if I actually saw it. There's been things, and I don't know why. I don't know if it translates to outside of Final Fantasy world or what, but there's things called onion knights. It's like a class, like, oh, the onion knight. And
there's no onion. I saw somebody said there's no onion armor yet. So I guess that's a thing in other Final Fantasy games.
Okay. I know there's Onion Knights, but I don't know why Onion. I don't know if that's a weird like translation thing. I don't know why that's a right. thing, but it's been in a lot of Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's awesome that DLC's coming. I don't know that I'll actually play it, but we'll see. Next up, 260 devs that are working on the new Witcher game right now at CD Projekt Red. Also, a big part, quote-unquote, of Liberty City's 300-plus development team will transition over to the new Witcher game after Phantom Liberty releases in September. So you're going to have almost 600 people working on the new Witcher game.
That's insane.
Bethesda clarified that... Night, Derek. Bethesda's clarified that Elder Scrolls 6 is in, quote, early development. More news is still, quote, years away. And then I wrote, LOL.
We're not going to have more news besides it's in early development for years after it's already been years since they said it was in early development.
They announced it in 2018. 5 years ago, they announced this stupid thing.
It's stupid.
In the trial, the ABK trial here with FTC, Spencer did say that he thinks it's more than 5 years away. So it will be on the Xbox Series Z.
The Xbox.
Yeah, or that. So stupid. Pete Hines said that Redfall will not be abandoned and that they will, quote, get it to be a good game, end quote.
They're not even, they're like, yeah, it sucks. It sucks. We'll try to make it good.
I'm surprised Arcane is still around after this game. I feel really bad for him because they made Dishonored and everything. But you got to, like, at this point, cut bait.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You're not redeeming it.
At this point, there's no like huge Redfall fans that are like, man, I can't wait for that 60 frames per second patch that it said I was going to get on the box, but it's not actually in the game. And now the game's been out for like 6 months and I still don't have it. Nobody cares. It's Nedry in Jurassic Park. See?
We got thoughts in
Nobody
here.
Nobody cares. Is it a ladybug or is it the evil kind? I can't tell.
I don't know.
In sad news, Volition has been shut down by Embracer Group after 30 years of existence. These were the devs behind... They started out as Parallax Software, which did... You can see it there.
Wow.
Descent 1 and 2. I did not know that. I freaking loved the first two
Those
Descents.
Those are amazing.
They were awesome. I feel like they came out like 6 weeks... Six months apart or something. It was crazy. So, yeah. That sucks. They're also the developers of Red Faction, Sean Light, right? Mm-hmm. I always say this, but I never remember if it's actually true or not.
I did. Two.
Was that the destructible environment thing? Yeah. We've talked about this 30 times on this podcast, I think.
I think two was substantially better, but they were both good. I don't like many first-person shooters, and I like those games.
Yeah. They were also the developers behind the Saints Row series. The last one sucked, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more here, but it sucks. It looks like layoffs are also happening at Gearbox, so Embracer not doing great right now. RoboCop Rogue City has been delayed from September to November. The Suikoden 1 and 2 remasters have been delayed into 2024. This popped up today, I think, that Minecraft has been rated for the Microsoft Series X and S in the U.S., so... Next gen versions of Minecraft coming, it looks like. I'm guessing there will not be a PS5 version. I will say, I remember when we talked forever ago, like maybe 5 years ago or something, that ray tracing was coming to Minecraft on PC. And I was like, Minecraft looks stupid. Who cares? I've subsequently seen videos because my kids watch so much, or Casey watches so much Minecraft stuff. I've seen videos with Minecraft with ray tracing, and I'm like, wow, that looks beautiful.
Really?
I mean, it's still a blocky Minecraft world, but the lighting is amazing. It looks so beautiful. So cool that they're doing next-gen versions or current-gen versions of this game, but obviously I'm going to guess it does not come to PS5. Beyond Good and Evil 20th Anniversary Edition has also been ESRB rated. Guess what? That's probably the only Beyond Good and Evil you're ever going to play because Beyond Good and Evil 2 ain't coming out.
No.
Spyro the Reignited Trilogy has passed 10 million copies sold. That blew my mind when I read that. I'm like,
wow.
Did you ever play those on PS1?
I feel like I rented one of them at some point. I don't know. I don't think I was still renting games then. I've played one of them, but I don't think I ever owned any of them. I feel like it was very...
Baby's first 3D platformer?
It was just another one of many...
Banjo.
3D. Yeah, it was just...
another one. It wasn't bad, but I feel like there was nothing that made it stand out.
Yeah.
You could say that about any of those games.
Right. SAG-AFTRA is looking for authorization for a strike against video games as well. Y'all need to work this out. Pay these people. You already mess with my movies and my TV shows. Don't mess with my games. I don't like it. I don't like it very much.
I don't like it. I don't like it very much.
That's not what I was going to say, because I started reading James's thing. That trilogy is so good, but I read it. It's very good. And then so that's what I said. I don't like it very much. Oh, God. And then, as we've been alluding to, PS Plus September Essential Games were announced, and they are Saints Row Reboot, Black Desert Traveler Edition, and Generation Zero. That's the one that Colin said is literally probably the worst game he's ever played.
Why? I don't even... What is it?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't... He talked about it, but I just, like, blacked out. I was like, I don't even care. So, yeah. Not a great month. Definitely not a great month to announce a price hike. But what are you going to do, brother? That's it. For episode 333, Sean, of the two-player co-op podcast. Thank you all. So, if we were planning ahead, we probably should have done a three-player co-op.
Playing ahead?
Planning.
Yeah.
You're about to have a sneeze attack, aren't you?
My eye's been itching, and...
I can tell. It's about to be 20 sneezes in a row. So let's call it here. That's it for this episode of the two-player co-op podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. Until the next time, Sean, go ahead and take us out.
Thank you for playing.